Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapters, as far as fadha'il is concerned, virtues is concerned, we explain that this is from amongst the kindness and the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. One is we need to do good actions, but despite our need to do good actions, Allah ta'ala is still rewarding us. For every good action, He's rewarding us. And one of the objectives that we read the virtues of different good actions is that we can create that shauq, that desire in our hearts to practice and do these good actions. So we don't find it hard. It becomes easy for us. So therefore virtues is something that is very, very good, important. And therefore the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi compiled fadaili a'mal, fadaili sadaqat, fadaili durood, etc. So that it creates a desire in a person to do good actions. As far as sadaqat is concerned, desire in the person to give sadaqah, and he got fadaili durood, the desire in a person to read salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the various fadail kitabs are brought to create that desire in us to practice and to do these good actions. This is only kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is we have to do it, we need to do it. This is the command of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala didn't need to tell us this is the benefit for you, this is the what type of rewards you're going to get. But despite His command being given to us, and we have to obey it, He's still being so kind and merciful, showing us the various rewards for the various actions. So today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadlil Wudu'i, the chapter on the virtues of wudu. Wudu is such a beautiful thing in our Shariat, that firstly, this is the door, is the key. Miftahu Salati At-Tuhur is the key to Salat. Taharat, cleanliness, is the key to Salat. And one of the things that we need to do as far as getting our Taharat right, is to make wudu. The person needs ghusl, he takes ghusl, he takes off any impurities from his body, his clothes, the place of salat, etc. is clean. But one of the things we need to do is make wudu. And this wudu is such a beautiful thing, is that it refreshes a person all the time. Such a nice thing Allah Ta'ala has created, that it cleans a person. So every person that is coming into the masjid has went through some physical cleansing process. Also there's a spiritual cleansing process with that wudu. In fact, as far as this refreshing is concerned, there was one big manufacturing company in one of the Asian countries. So this manufacturing company saw that after lunch, the non-Muslim staff's productivity had dropped considerably compared to the Muslims. In fact, the Muslim staff's their productivity, the effectiveness, the way they're working was as though it was gone at a better level. So they found it very strange that how come the non-Muslim staff are like this and the Muslims. So they went to do some investigation, asking them that what is different in your people. And they found that they were making wudu and they were performing zuhr salat. It had such a powerful impact on them. It's as though they had been refreshed again now and they were ready to work. So Allah Ta'ala has made it such. In our deen we've got this wudu, such a beautiful thing. But sometimes what might happen is if it's cold in the morning, it's a winter's morning, and they may not be hot water, even if they may be hot water also, but because we're feeling cold, we may think that this wudu is something so difficult, I go to make wudu, it's cold, or sometimes a person has to go outside and make wudu. These thoughts may come to our mind, but then there we have these virtues to help us, to encourage us, to make it easy for us. So many virtues there are for making wudu. So therefore when we listen to these virtues, we must listen to it in that light, that this is the kindness from the side of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the little bit difficulty I may have to go through making this wudu, I'm getting so many rewards, and we must believe that we will get this reward. Ulama agree that wudu, ghusl and salah were made farz compulsory in Makkah Sharif. Wudu is not a speciality of this ummah only, it was performed by the previous ummahs also, wudu. However, the radiance on the day of Qiyamah on the face and the limbs of those who perform wudu will be a speciality of this ummah. As we'll do at the narration, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the speciality of this ummah is Allah Ta'ala will cause the limbs that were washed in wudu to be radiant, to be shining on the day of Qiyamah. This is a special gift given to this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qala Allah Ta'ala, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha qumtum ila salati faghsilu wujuhakum ila qawlihi Ta'ala, ma yuridu Allahu liyaj'ala alaykum min haraj ولكن يريد لطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون. Allah Ta'ala says, oh believers, when you stand up to perform salah, wash your faces, your arms up to the elbows, pass wet hands over your heads and wash your feet up to your ankles. And then Allah Ta'ala's ayat goes on until Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions, Allah does not want to place any difficulty on you, but Allah Ta'ala wants to purify you and complete His favor upon you so that you may be grateful. Allah is not trying to make it difficult for us by asking us to make wudu, but actually this is a favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala upon us that Allah Ta'ala is completing for us, and that we may be grateful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is giving us this opportunity of making this wudu, refreshing ourselves and preparing for a great salah. One other thing wudu does is it mentally prepares a person for his salat. But I'm going into a great thing, I'm going into a great action. Mentally I'm preparing myself, I'm washing myself, I'm preparing myself psychologically for that great salah that I'm going into. So therefore a person makes his wudu properly. Very important also in making wudu, we should ensure that the limbs are properly washed. In other words, washing the hands it must be, and we're washing up to the elbows, it must include the elbows. We're washing the feet up to the ankles, it must include the ankles. In other words, not below the ankle, but include, comes higher than the ankle. These things sometimes are overlooked. Person is washing his face, must wash his face properly, from one earlobe to the other earlobe, from the top of the forehead till below the chin. Person should ensure that his face is washed properly, his massage is done correctly. Sometimes you find a youngster, his hairstyle is such that he's frightened that he's going to spoil the hairstyle. He doesn't complete the full masah. So what he does is he just touches that hair so that hairstyle doesn't go off. All this is not correct. You should make the wudu correctly. This is the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and it's a great favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We'll do one hadith for today and then we'll continue tomorrow. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Inna ummati yud'auna yawm al-qiyamati ghurram muhajjalina min athari al-wudu'i, فَمَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ أَن يُطِيلَ غُرَّتَهُ فَلْيَفْعَلْ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, my ummah will be called on the day of Qiyamah with their foreheads and their limbs radiantly white due to the effects of wudu. So whoever is able to increase the extent of his whiteness, in other words, extend the radiance on the day of Qiyamah, he should do so. In other words, he should make that wudu properly, do it correctly, so that he is extending that radiance, that brightness that he will be given on the day of Qiyamah. Ghur actually refers to the whiteness that is found on the horse's forehead. You get some horses that got a white mark on its forehead, so that is referred to as ghur in Arabic. And muhajjalin are those horses whose legs have got white on it. So in other words, these horses, they stand out from the other horses. When you're looking at them, their forehead is white, their legs, their forelegs and their rear legs also, you see there's whiteness on it. So then when you look at these horses, this is a mark of an outstanding, a high pedigree horse. So like that, this ummah, because of this wudu, they'll be outstanding on the day of Qiyamah. Like how you'll get those high pedigree horses standing out in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, they'll be given extra special recognition because of this wudu. So this is what is referred to as ghurram muhajjalin. So beautifully we have been given this example that we should make wudu properly, correctly, and understanding that Allah Ta'ala will give us a great reward on the day of Qiyamah for this wudu that we are making. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.